Well, Procter & Gamble is appealing to the all-important black female consumer now. You may have read about it. Febreze now will be Fabricia. Brawny is going to be Brawana. Ivory, of course, will be Ebony Soap. That makes sense. Tampax will be Tampaquishina. Pampers will be Precious. And Mr. Clean, Mr. Chad, ladies and gentlemen. Well, what do you know, Cincinnati?
I love you.
Welcome to an encore performance of Michael Feldman's What Do You Know? From Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI, Public Radio International. That's John Tulin on piano, Jeff Hammond on bass, Jim Leslie on drums, with Jim Packard announcing. Join us as Michael and the gang visit the Queen City, Cincinnati, Ohio. Support for What Do You Know comes from PRI affiliate stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Now, the man who hasn't been here since it was the Third Second Bank, Michael Feldman.
Oh, Jim. You're a kidder. He's a kidder.
Beautiful.
Oh, yeah. Hi, Cincinnati. How you doing? Greater Cincinnati, including Kentucky, which is part of Greater Cincinnati, as we know. Kentucky is just a subdivision of Cincinnati. Or is it the other way around? I get it mixed up. I don't know. By rights, Cincinnati should be part of Kentucky, it seems to me. I mean, I don't want to get involved in any controversies here, but... Well... maybe not. And this is beautiful, the Aronoff Center, here in beautiful Procter & Gamble...
Hall,
Family of Products Hall. After Kenny Aronoff, who played with John Cougar Mellencamp.
That's right.
The drummer.
Yeah, he was great.
Yeah, he was great. He's still around, I think. And in the news, all the news that isn't for the greater Cincinnati area, Ohio's immigration law goes one step further and bans Arizonans. Get them out of here. Don't need them. Don't need them. Cincinnati gets $25 million for a streetcar named Dreft. The inclines will be extra. They're not doing the inclines, though, are they? They're missing a bet there. Those things were cool. People pay just to ride those things, you know, not so much to get somewhere. I want to ride the incline in Cincinnati. Cincinnati workers get Sundays off. That's you can't get to work because the sun is in your eyes during the commute. Any day is Sunday, I guess, Your Honor. Ohio's touchdown Jesus to be replaced with Chad Ochocinco. In a dance pose, of course. He poses pretty good as a dancer. He just doesn't dance all that well as a dancer. Procter & Gamble's epic soap opera is now as the world grinds to a halt. A lot is going to be left unresolved. We have fans here as the world turns, yeah. Now you'll never know what happens to these people. Although nothing seems, you know, it could be on for 30 years or whatever, 40 years. And nothing actually happens, you notice that? Because you can stop watching as the world turns for, you know, like a decade. And you pick right up there. You know, they look a little older and there's some new... Some of the same characters are different people, but that happens in life, you know. That will be replaced with a new series called Dawn of the Proctoids. New show from Procter & Gamble. Another new media news, I guess, broadcast from the 500,000-watt WLW in Cincinnati, just now reaching the star Betelgeuse, where Rosie Clooney's Come On to My House is now number one. That was a good tune.
That was too. Great.
Yeah, she was very good. The Ohio appliance rebate has now been extended to Crosley refrigerators. So if you can pick one up, do. The new Ohio statue at the U.S. Capitol, they're replacing the guy there because they don't like him anymore, and they said it now will be Marge Schott in the U.S. Capitol. Not a statue, but herself, actually. She's been preserved. The Ohio State Highway Patrol says there will be a drunk driving checkpoint somewhere in Hamilton County tonight. Your job, find it. Increasing long-term costs for the two stadiums mean the Reds can stay, but the Bengals have got to go. I'm sorry. We got to cut corners somewhere. Except Ocho Cinco, of course, he stays. We need him. You know, the $1 a year the Reds will pay back is starting to look pretty good, actually. It's a buck a year. That adds up. Actually, they should let Pete Rose handle the financing on the whole thing, and we wouldn't have, we would have made money on it. Or what if ING had got the naming rights to the stadium? It'd be the Great Ing Ballpark. Huh? That's worth some money. Meter rates in downtown Cincinnati will continue to rise until nobody ventures forth from Mount Adams. The meters will eventually be incorporated into the new downtown casino, Pete's Place. New beer hall, giant new beer hall on the riverfront there, the Moorline beer hall. Coming up, it's expected to draw the Germans out of the hills and hollers of greater Cincinnati. They'll watch them come under the Rhine on this one. The Pete Rose documentary, running 4-3 against. The Hall of Fame, priceless. The unused concourses at the Northern Kentucky Airport to be used for St. Rita Fest. So some good has come of it. A man on stolen Kroger scooter nabbed in low-speed chase. Jim Tarbell claims to be LeBron's father. Forbids move to Miami. If you're the father, you can do that. The Indian Head Rock turns up in Pittsburgh. Ben Roethlisberger is thought to be involved. That's a big rock, you know, in the one. Yeah, okay, next case. Cincinnati bans all call texting to Kentucky. Duke Energy lowers its tax assessment, claiming poll depreciation. I'm thinking of lowering my property tax. How about you? I didn't know you could do that. You can just reassess yourself.
That's right.
Because I can definitely reassess myself pretty easily. The World Choir Games, mentioned in the Mayan calendar, will come to Cincinnati in 2012. So I thought you should. This could be the choir apocalypse, ladies and gentlemen. The howler monkey from the Zoo Opera signs the New York Met. But he's a prima donna. I always thought that howler was a prima donna. The Buckeye Firearms Association endorses Ted Strickland for governor. And no one was holding a gun to their heads. In the governor race, Ohio has apparently, finally, run out of Tafts, ladies and gentlemen. If you are a Taft or know one, please tell them you must run for governor. That's all the Greater Cincinnati and Ohio news that is. And thank you so much.